real first blast at kicking off the summer. We get together with nonprofit organizations throughout the community, and right now we have over 40 vendors joining us on Sunday for the activities fair. And we just want to let people know about our programs and get them excited about the upcoming season and really start thinking about getting registered for classes and programs.
And talk about some of the vendors. For instance, who's there?
You bet. Like the SEALs, the swimming SEALs are there. We've got nonprofits that have other activities and camps. Like there's some church groups that are offering some camps. We've also got some of our own groups within the city of Sioux Falls, like the sustainability group is going to be there. So we're going to be having our booths as well. So we'll have the swimming lessons and the different programs that we're doing. We're also going to have a hiring booth there this year. So you can come out and check out what we're going to be having for job openings for the summer. We're just really kicking off our season, and we'll start doing our training here coming up very soon. So
everybody, I think, is pretty good. As we always are this time of the year, we get geared up for warmer weather ahead. Swimming last year, you went through a new pass procedure.
We got rid of all those old patches and so on things, and we went to an electronic swim pass. Right. And the electronic swim pass was a huge success for us. It gives us a lot better statistics on each pool and where people are utilizing the pools, but that will be available at the activities fair as well. So if you want to come out and check out that new system, we won't be able to do new passes on site, but we will be able to do renewals on site that day. So.
Okay. Are there things that you can sign up for, though?
You bet. There? You bet. We've got different things. The Hershey track meet will be coming up. Mm-hmm. We've got developmental track meets, 3-on-3 leagues for basketball and volleyball for the youth. And then, of course, we'll be visiting about our sand volleyball leagues, our kickball leagues, things that will really be kicking off this summer. So.
But the activities fair is for, it sounds like, for the whole family. I mean, mom, dad, all
you
the way
bet
down.
It is. You bet it is. We've got things that will be going on from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock at the Ramcota on Sunday, February 23rd. Anything from the water ski show, folks will be out there telling people about what's going on with them this summer. Sioux Falls Park and Recreation is joined with several different associations, the Soccer Association and Dakota Alliance. And we also do different things with Sanford. So there'll be several booths in the area just talking about their programs as well.
Now, the activity guide is still coming out, though, right?
You bet. Okay. We produce an activity guide 3 times a year, and the activity guide comes out, the next one will be in the mailbox around May 1st.
Okay.
So we will have a handout highlighting some of those things, you know, because we're in the midst of swim pass renewal season right now, if mm-hmm. you can believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
We did kick off online renewals for full-priced memberships in the month of February. And so March will also be working on getting different locations throughout the city of our community centers, and then people will be able to come in and do renewals and new applications.
Coming up in March, you mentioned Healthy Living Day.
That's right. We have a few more major events that we kind of keynote off of. Healthy Living Day will be on March 29th at Morningside Community Center from 9 to noon. We did change our time on that to extend the fun a little bit. And it is free, and there's no registration required for that day. We talk with local fitness and health. We really want to make a healthier person out of everyone and just give you some ideas of things to from nutrition. There's going to be some classes and activities going on, so it gives you a little taste of what some of our classes are like.
Okay. Now, if you don't have your activities guide, you still have information online. We can always access that, right?
You bet. You can go to siouxfalls.org/parks for more information. Our activity guide is online, and that guide that's online will run through our next one, so at the beginning of May. So we've got activities planned out all through the next 3 months.